This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A little more than 12 hours ago, 8 convicted drug traffickers were executed by firing squad in southern Java Island in Indonesia. They included 2 Australians, 4 Nigerians, a Brazilian and an Indonesian national. The journey of the condemned, especially the Australian citizens, received widespread coverage in international media. Australia abolished the death penalty for all crimes in 1985 and last carried out an execution in 1967. And the late-night shooting of the 2 Australians has strained relations between the neighbouring countries. Johannes Sulaiman, a consultant for Indonesia's Coordinating Ministry for Politics, Law and Security, tells us Australia's reaction to the execution is expected.
Well, basically, of course, Australians have the right to be royally peaceful because they already beg, already like ask for pardon, and then the message is like he does not really care, saying that, oh, you know, we already decided. Yeah. But this will have impact on diplomatic relationship, basically. If Indonesia needs its help, such as in international forum, I mean, Australia will ignore it, or Australia will not invite Indonesian ministers.
Sulaiman goes on to say Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott's response was in line with his countrymen's opinion. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, however, did not anticipate the diplomatic fallout, as Singapore and Malaysia have imposed equally strict penalties before with less trouble.
That's kind of useful more before dealing with the public opinion in Australia, because Abbott has to show the Australian, like, look, I mean, I understand your pain, I understand your anger, so I'm going to do something. Jokowi and the rest were caught off guard because of this very sudden reaction, because everybody's against drug anyways, and because Singapore and Malaysia had their penalty, so, and they don't have much problem, so there won't be any much problem. I mean, it's basically like trying to project what we think about others to the others, and Jokowi found it to his surprise, like, you know, Australians did not react as he expected.
The executions have put Australia and Indonesia at loggerheads. Brazil has also recalled its ambassador. Dr. Kate Sear from Monash University's Legal School tells us what the immediate fallout has been since this morning's execution of 2 of its citizens.
Our Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has indicated he will withdraw the Australian ambassador from Indonesia. There are a range of other possible implications that we might speculate about, including Australia's diplomatic relationship with Indonesia moving forward, the willingness of Australians to continue to travel to Indonesia. I know anecdotally a lot of Australians who do go particularly to Bali very often for holidays are saying they don't want to go to Indonesia. Of course, there are also a number of Australians who say they have no problem. But it remains to be seen how it's going to play out and what the long-term implications of these executions will be.
As for public opinion regarding Indonesia's enforcement of rule of law and its judiciary, Dr. Sia believes some impact can be expected as Indonesia's Constitutional Court agreed last week to hear the condemned Australian men's application on May 12th regarding allegations of bribery during their hearing in Bali.
There are some other possibilities, and one of which may be an erosion of confidence in the Indonesian legal system by its own people. The Constitutional Court in Indonesia has agreed to hear that appeal, and it's not going to be heard until the 12th of May. And so we find ourselves in this extraordinary situation where a Constitutional Court is going to hear an appeal about the process by which these men were executed. They're going to hear about allegations of possible bribery of the judiciary, and in circumstances where they might make an adverse finding, but these men have already been executed and we can't unexecute them.
So we need an efficient legal system that evokes confidence among the population. We spoke with Michael Rushford, the head of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, a US-based pro-death penalty NGO, and he brings home the importance that the ultimate penalty should only be used in instances where the legal system is just.
Criminal justice systems in civilized countries should be transparent as much as possible, because it comforts the citizens in those countries to know that their justice system is understandable and deals in the open. But unfortunately, in many countries, the process doesn't make sense and is confusing, and sometimes one suggests perhaps politically managed.
Amnesty International's 2014 death sentences and executions report, published earlier this month, revealed at least 19,000 people are believed to be on death row worldwide as at the end of last year. Of the total, there are more than 38 in Malaysia. I'm Keith Kam, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.